Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track, but also welcome to 2025. Of course, Farmers Inside Track is proudly brought to you by Food for Mzansi, officially the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by One IFRA, the global organization for the world's rest. I'm happy to be with you again this year. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and in this episode, we hear from Ndibani Masilela, a grain farmer who began his journey in 2022 with a modest 60 hectares of soybeans, despite having 160 hectares at his disposal. Today, he's expanded to 166 hectares of soybeans, and in this episode, he joins us to share insights into his farming journey, working alongside his father and managing two farms. He discusses the strategies that have contributed to his success and his plans for the future.
My name is Ndibani Masilela. I started in 2022. I started with soybeans. I planted 60 hectares. I had the arable land of 160 hectares, but I started small because I didn't have enough fund to make the 160 hectares. So in 2022, I planted 60 hectares. Last year, I increased to 100 hectares. I received a very good harvest. So this year, I went full force, 166 hectares.
So for you to start on 60 hectares, it means that you have some kind of experience before that. Tell us a bit about where your journey in apiculture started.
I was born into farming. My father had two farms since I grew up, going to the farm, doing everything. Like, he had a lot of cattle. So he has been planting, but not where we are planting now. He has been planting, but I was still young. But they understood because I was there. I was assisting there and there. So I've been farming since...
Since you went diaper.
I had the experience. I learned everything at my father's farm. After matric, I went to the agricultural college in Delmas, with the Farmers Academy. So that's where I learned with vegetables and livestock. But I already knew some of the things, but I wanted more details. I've been attending workshops like Green SA workshops, even the Department of Agriculture. Sometimes they make workshops. That's where I've been learning. And the people who were hiring our arable land, I was also helping them planting, land preparation, spraying and everything. That's how I learned everything that I know with agriculture. So I think I'm knowledgeable enough to run now. So that is why I decided to make it on our own, fixed my father's old equipment. I fixed a plant, a boom sprayer, because those are the most important thing. Planter and sprayer. We converted my father's planter, the N700 John Deere planter. We modified it to be a no-till planter. The 4A planter, we added tines. It worked very well because...
You did that yourself?
Yeah, I did. No, I had someone who knows how to weld, but it is me who showed him how to do it because I copied from my neighbor. My neighbor has a big planter, a no-till planter. So I just checked what is needed for my planter to be also a no-till planter. So we just added the tines because it had the tines. They are thin like a cell phone. So it's like the cultivator where the seed is going to be planted only. It worked very well in 2020 when we were planting 60 hectares because we didn't have strong tractors by then. We didn't have strong tractors to prepare the land. So in a no-till system, if the previous season it was planted, so the next season you don't have to prepare the land. You just must spray all the weeds and then you plant. And then you must follow that planter with a sprayer, okay? And then it came very well. It's like,
it was your first time that you planted?
Yeah, on my own.
It was a success?
Yeah, it was a success. Because I learned that from my neighbor, the one who was using our land. So it came up very well.
You probably had a lot of sleepless nights, knowing that it's your first time.
Yeah, I wish I had my phone here. I will show you the pictures. Last year I produced the biggest soy I've ever seen. It was up here.
Jeez. Last year. Tell us a bit about your market. Who do you supply?
We usually sell it to Afri. And then sometimes make seeds and sell it to people. Yeah, because soybeans, I think it's Roundup Ready from fake. So I can it very well and make seeds and package it and sell it. Then otherwise, I take it to the silos.
Starting a business is not easy, especially going out on your own.
Hey,
after some of your business
is not easy because soybeans is not easy. It's like it's a strong crop, but your pests, the chemicals are expensive, easy. Operational costs, they are very expensive. And sometimes hailstorm, but you've never hit with a hailstorm. It's like first year I was attacked by armyworm and I didn't have that big sprayer that is, but I borrowed the boom sprayer. So I just drove over over the soya, but it's only the lines that where the tractor is moving, but the other side were attacked by armyworm. But I managed to defeat it. Like, I put the chemicals to defeat it, and then I sprayed everything, and then, but it came well. But I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for that.
I think a lot of farming, we never are prepared for what nature throws at you. Has there ever been a mistake that you've made that cost you a lot of money?
It didn't cost me a lot of money, but I didn't spray well on the other piece of our fields. But our soils were very poor. We had a very poor produce. It's like the weeds were competing with our plants. It didn't come out very well, but it didn't cost me a lot, but at least I got something from there. It's not like it destroyed the product at all, no. But I've learned a lesson. That is why last year I produced the best soya I've ever seen.
You know, when it comes to budgeting and planning how much you're going to invest into whichever commodity you decide to plant, how do you approach that? How do you approach deciding how much money goes here, how much money goes there?
Like making a business plan, we know that you make quotations. Like when you are going for 100 hectares, you make quotations for 400 hectares, you make quotations for chemicals, make quotations for seeds, but I make my own seeds. I make my own seeds. Like when I have original seeds, I plant it 3 times, and then I change again. That's how I cut costs. Even doing no-till, I cut a lot of costs because you don't have to prepare the land at all. You only have to prepare the land every 3 years. So we have to make quotations for how many chemicals we're going to need for 160 hectares, and quotations for diesel. Quotations for diesel is like unpredictable. It's like we have to agree economics so that they can calculate how much it will cost you per hectare. So everything is calculated per hectare. You must know already how much do you need per hectare. It's like you must have a yearly budget. Yeah. Every time after harvesting, you must take a huge amount out of that. And then the remaining one is to run for the year. But the most important thing after harvesting, you must prepare for the other season. You must budget for the upcoming season.
If you had to point to specific things that you think has contributed to your success, what would be those things?
It's like trusting myself. Like, as I'm saying, we were not planting any. I had this thing that am I not doing it for my own? Yeah, it's like that's when I said no, man. Let me do this for my own. And I applied every I applied every knowledge that I know. That if you want to produce the best crop, this is what you must do. I did everything very well.
Yeah,
I did everything very well. Like, I didn't take shortcuts. No, I did everything. Spraying step by step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, important lesson, not taking shortcuts.
Yeah. Shortcuts. Farming with shortcuts. No.
It's dangerous.
It will not work well. It's like, farming, must not take shortcuts.
You've already achieved so much in such a short space of time. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Where do you see your farming business in the next 5 weeks?
In the next 5 years, I think I see myself having another farm, even bigger than the one I'm having now, because I'm already planning to hire someone's farm. Until I get enough money to buy another farm. Yeah, because besides grain farming, I love cattle.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a farm that has enough pastures for grazing. So if I can get even 500 hectares, it will be good enough for me to have a good cattle farming business, because I love cattle.
What is it about farming that you love so much?
I mean, you could have done anything with your life. Why farming?
It's commercial mixed farming. Mixed farming. It's not like I'm focusing on plants or cattle. Just farming, just to produce. Like, it's like you're connecting to the earth, and then it responds it with a good harvest, good yields. Even the cattle is like, when you are breeding, or I want to start breeding now. The breed that I like the most is red Brahman. So I want to breed with Brahman, even the soyas. I think they balance, doing both, yeah. Even the goats around 2016, 2017. But there was other disease, I don't know, it's lost around 8 of them. Then I decided to sell everything before it. But now, it's just that I don't have enough in infrastructure, like enough fencing to protect my other crops, So, yeah, I think if I will get another farm.
Thanks for joining us, Ndibani Masilela. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.rootwomzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. You never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of Hashtag Team Foodworm Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Africa's dopest gathering for young farmers is back. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who of agriculture, from top-tier experts to game-changing farmers, at the Mzanzi Young Farmers Indaba on the 1st and 2nd April 2025 in Pretoria. Early bird tickets are now available, so head to farmingindaba.com to get your full access pass for a discounted price. That's farmingindaba.com for early bird access to a full access pass. Don't miss out.